MNW248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. 22 years. It's the longest sentence yet in the government's U.S. Capitol insurrection case. And former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been given the lengthy term. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The judge called Tarrio the ultimate leader of the conspiracy. Prosecutors tried to make that distinction. He wasn't just a leading figure in the attack, but they say the leading figure among these far-right Proud Boys who were on the front lines. Now, Tarrio wasn't there in Washington, D.C., but the judge nevertheless recognized that Tarrio, in his mind, deserved the longest sentence.
Tarrio's lawyer says they will appeal. The thought of jackets and apple picking gives way to shorts and jumping into pools. More than half of the U.S. is in a days-long stretch of hotter-than-usual conditions this time of year. Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren.
This heat dome is going to be strengthening over the southern plains, and as it does, still looking for some serious, possibly more dangerous heat for the southern tier. Some relief coming with storms for the Ohio Valley, but even into the end of the week, temperatures in the Northeast still in the 90s, triple digits for the Southern Plains.
A good day for Coco Gauff at the U.S. Open. CBS's Matt Piper in New York.
Coco Gauff advances to her first ever U.S. Open semifinal at just 19 years old.
Coco Gauff cross court delivers!
The call on U.S. Open Radio. She becomes the first American teenager to reach the Final Four at Flushing Meadows since Serena Williams was the runner-up to her older sister Venus in 2001. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
President Biden has awarded the Medal of Honor to a Vietnam veteran, U.S. Army Captain Larry Taylor. The Army helicopter pilot risked his life to rescue a reconnaissance team that was about to be overrun by the enemy. Mr. Biden saying,
"He refused to give up, refused to leave a fellow American behind, refused to put his own life above the lives of others in need."
Taylor's eyes teared up as the medal was placed around his neck. With a shortage of the ADHD drug Adderall, studies show about 50% of parents will take their kids off the drug on weekends or during school breaks. Baton Rouge family doctor Jacob Wood says, know how to get the medicine once that break is over.
The best thing to do is to have a good relationship with your pharmacist. You know, a lot of people are having to shop around and find where they can get their medications, and sometimes they do okay with that.
The Exodus line has thinned out considerably to drive off of Nevada's Black Rock Desert and out of what was a very muddy Burning Man event. The man effigy, which always goes up in flames on a Saturday night, was burned last night. One person died at this year's event, but no details released. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected overnight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 68. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Overcast. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 54.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakanja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
You know I like being absolutely right. Thank you so much, Haley. Hey, lot going on here. It's already Tuesday. I don't know what happened to Monday, but, you know, I just got to say a big shout out to our past, you know, it was Labor Day and all the union workers and all the people that made things like 5-day, 40-hour weeks and all those great things. I want to give a big shout out to me being a former union person. It's just so, unions are so important, and we need to support all the unions we can over whether it's Labor Day or every day. So I just want to really give a quick shout out to that. Also, you know, what's coming up here is Leonard Peltier 79th birthday action caravan route. It's going to be here in the Twin Cities on the 8th. So we're really going to be talking about that in the next week or so, every day. And then I also, Haley, I want to say a big shout out to all our people that are, all our teachers out there and students that are starting here in the Twin Cities with school. I know this was a big day for me for like 30 years when I taught in St. Paul Public Schools, the first day to have the kids back, and bless them here in the Twin Cities. I know only one high school in St. Paul has air conditioning. All the rest are super hot right now, but I wanted to give them a big shout out, Haley.
Oh, yeah, you know, and we got the cooler weather coming in, so really grateful for that. But yeah, it's first day of school for a lot of folks, a lot of students, anywhere from kindergarten all the way up through college students. You know, I was seeing a lot of the college students returning back to the U of M's campus here in the Twin Cities, back where I know you and I both attended, Dega.
Yeah,
Go Gophers, and shout out to that win. I don't know if you saw the football game last weekend, but
tell me a little bit about that, Haley. I was busy doing state fair stuff. I did not realize that the game was on at Thursday night.
Yes, it was Thursday night, and it was a pretty close game. You know, we were trailing down for most of the game, but then the Gophers made a comeback towards the end and kicked a winning field goal to win the game. So a great first start for the Gophers season, I would say. Hopefully we can get some more better wins, more further ahead wins than that.
But. Yeah. Well, beating Nebraska anytime is good as far as I'm concerned. Haley, I'm a old person, but I remember in the early 80s, I think Salem was the coach, and I think Nebraska beat us something like 82-14 or something like that. So beating Nebraska, no matter what, any time of my life is a good feeling being a former Gopher. Hey, also, I want to give a quick shout-out, Haley, to all the people that stopped by Native Roots Trading Post at the fair and said, hey, really means a lot, you know, all the selfies and talking about what we do here, Haley, is have conversations with people about what's happening in Indian country, and we really love the people that listen to our show, support our show with our Patreon, and also all the people that listen, all our progressive friends, white allies, Native Americans, you know who you are. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, being a geeky to everyone out there, listeners, supporters. Having you guys really makes the show, and we couldn't do it without you. So big Pina Gigi to all of you listening out there right now.
No, really good point. And hey, I saw that not only were you paying attention to the Gophers game, but you also went to a concert, and I do believe you were with your young looking mom there.
I was. What was
Who'd you go see?
Yes, you know, I'm very grateful. My mom's always been one of my concert buddies. She's been supplying me with concert tickets ever since probably like my 13th birthday, so very lucky. But yeah, I had a really great evening with my mom and my stepdad, so shout out to them. We went and saw Pearl Jam. That was their second show. They kicked off their tour here in the Twin Cities. They played Thursday night and Saturday night at the XL Center here in St. Paul. And wow, when I've been to a lot of concerts, I've been to a few rock shows, but Pearl Jam, I mean, that was one of a kind. I mean, Eddie Vedder, still as amazing as he sounds back on my parents' old CDs. So
you're going to say cassette tapes, but hey, you know, the guitar player, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head, his big fundraiser, you know, how everybody is into, you know, supporting things. And his was making skateboard rinks all around Indian country and reservations. And that's his big deal. And a big shout out to those guys, and especially this young rocker. But we really appreciate that, because it's all about community, right? Building community, and skateboarders are a community. And how do you keep away from drugs and doing things like that is be involved in a community.
Yeah. And, you know, I think Pearl Jam is actually going around to each of their touring cities, and they are supporting local organizations. So I did see that Pearl Jam went ahead and posted on their Instagram last week that their foundation is supporting the Ain Day Young Center in St. Paul.
What?
And for for 40 years.
Ain Day Young?
Yeah, what? That's who they are supporting in this city for their tour. So yeah, so they provide continuum housing and stability services for homeless American Indian youth ages 5 to 24. So big Pina Gigi Pearl Jam.
You know, what's interesting about Ain Day Young is that Bobby Wilson, if you've watched any of the episodes of Reservation Dogs, and it was interesting, too, he did the one with Cheese that was in a house like Ain Day Young. So he wrote that one where Cheese couldn't escape or whatever, and it was kind of like, you know, a group home. And so that's really cool to hear. And Sherry Remus is an old friend of mine. I think I've known her since I was like 14 or 13 years old. And she's the director of Ain Day Young. And Dallas Goldtooth, who's in Reservation Dogs, worked there too. Well, Bobby was stayed there, but he also ended up working there as an older person or a older teen. But yeah, that's really cool to hear, Haley.
Yeah, I just thought I would mention that, too. So, yeah, thanks, Pearl Jam, for focusing on Native communities and organizations here in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely. You know, again, I'm excited watching Reservation Dogs. Dark Winds ended their season. Hopefully there'll be a third season. Really interesting. I won't talk about that too much, let people watch it, but maybe we'll talk about it later this week. And again, Reservation Dogs is wrapping up, and a great episode last week. I don't know if you saw it, but they were and Bobby Wilson wrote that one, and he might have gotten this from Enda Young, but they were passing the stick around to talk, and they all got all the old guys got emotional, and it was pretty funny. But I won't get into that. I won't break that if you haven't watched Reservation Dogs. But yeah, it's already Tuesday, so the week's almost over. And we'll really hear it's 1,000,000 degrees in Minnesota, but tomorrow it's only supposed to get up to 67. So we appreciate that. And again, everyone that stopped by at the fair, thank you so much for supporting Native Roots Arts, and also supporting Native Roots Radio and mentioning us there. So just a big peeny geegee. That means thank you and Ho-Chunk. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence, and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis. Hey, Karagi, this is Haley Cherry, producer, here with host Robert Pilot. And Robert, I heard that you went out to the Black River Falls Labor Day weekend powwow out there in Wisconsin. And I know you were able to meet up with a very, very special guest. So why don't we go ahead, dive in, and take a listen to that.
Thanks, Haley. I have a special guest here. I want her to introduce herself.
Hey, everybody. Cherise Davids, Ho-Chunk, Congresswoman representing the Kansas 3rd Congressional District. It's really good to be here with you.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
How our listeners can support you and what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. Well, It's really good to get a chance to visit with you. I know we don't get to visit as often as either one of us would like, but yeah, things have been really busy. You know, I'm, of course, doing my work out in Washington, D.C. I'm working on the Transportation Committee still, the Small Business Committee still, but I'm also on the Agriculture Committee now. And with the Farm Bill coming up, it's really, really important to, you know, to really focus in on that. And actually, for Indian Country, there's so many different Native groups all across the country who are working on making sure we're, you know, getting some stuff in that bill that are going to be good for Native farmers, good for, you know, no-tilling practices, talking about sustainability and regenerative agriculture and that sort of thing. So that's been a lot of what we've been working on. And then just so folks know, you know, one of the things I introduced the Truth and Healing Commission on Federal Indian Boarding Schools in the last Congress, and we're working on getting that reintroduced this year in the House, because, you know, I mean, the listening sessions are going on around the country, and there's a lot going on. The Native American Boarding Schools Association is out here doing stuff, and so it's just, you know, there's a lot of really interesting and important work that we're getting the chance to work on.
That's exciting. And we know our friend Ruth Buffalo from the Dakotas, I like to say that, like Dakotas, is working heavily on that. And, you know, bills just don't come up magically. There's a process, correct?
Yeah. And one of the things that we have to do, partly because the Democrats are in the minority in the House this year, and so I'm really trying. Now, this is a bill that I got bipartisan support for in the last Congress, so I'm still trying to make sure that we continue on to do that in that bipartisan way, because it just makes it more likely that we'll actually be able to get it passed. But it is a bill that I think that, you know, all the work that folks have been doing locally in their different Native communities, working with the, you know, just making sure we get that history out there. And, you know, healing happens when you actually do have a recognition, acknowledgement, and then that process to make sure that we, you know, so many people are still feeling the impacts of the Native boarding school era.
Absolutely. We're blessed to be, or I'm blessed to be from Minnesota, and we do our show out of Minnesota, and we've had some good state legislature, and one of them is that we have to teach Native American children and teachers our history. So that'd be great if we could get that in school. We could get that federally done.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that this, you know, the Truth and Healing Commission on Federal Indian Boarding Schools bill, one of the things that we know that it's going to help with is actually being able to really find out the history, because that's some of the problem is that, you know, and we see this all the time, new information is coming out, new information for mainstream. You know, there are a lot of families that still know that history. And so I know that Secretary Deb Haaland is working on this from the, you know, from the Department of Interior, Bureau of Indian Affairs side of all that. And then we're just going to try to keep pushing it in the legislature to try to make sure that we get the support there that's necessary.
Yeah, you know, it's always said here, at least on Native Roots Radio, is if you're not at the table, you might be what's served. So it's great that you're at the table and really speaking up your truth for our people. Hey, let's just talk a little bit about where we're at right now. You just did a book signing. Talk a little bit about the book, and I know we're going to try and have it in our stores for Christmas. And talk a little bit about, I guess this would be a homecoming for both of us, even though we don't live here.
Yeah, so, yeah, just coming up to the Labor Day powwow in Black River Falls, Ho-Chunk powwow here, and we did a book signing for Sharice's Big Voice, A Native Kid Becomes a Congresswoman. I wrote the book a couple of years ago. It came out during COVID, and so I really haven't done
any real, you know, book, yeah, book tour type things. I haven't done any of that. And so, you know, one of my aunties was like, let's have a book signing up here. And it's been really cute. It's a children's picture book. It's a short, you know, kind of biography about my path to Congress. But really the book is a lot about learning how to listen and learning how to find your voice, and that all of us have our own unique path and we can all be successful in whatever way we decide that we want to be successful.
Well, you're on your second term, and they're two-year terms, correct?
Yeah, I'm actually my third term now.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Time flies when you're having
some
interesting
time.
Times.
Some heaven,
yeah.
Right. Wow, my bad. The time has flown. And they're two-year terms. When is your next election cycle?
Yeah, so next year in November, I'll be up for re-election. And, of course, you know, I think I've always said that the better job I do focusing on doing a good job, the more likely it is that I'll get to keep doing this job. And so, you know, everything from my work I do in transportation to the work I do with agriculture now is, I think, part of helping to make sure that the folks that I represent in Kansas know that I really want to be a good legislator. I want to be a good representative.
Well, we have a big audience in Wisconsin and in Minnesota and Illinois. I'm wondering if you can just give your website and how people can support you, because we all know that we need money to support. So just give a couple quick shout-outs to your website and socials. Yeah.
So my TikTok, just kidding. I'm not on TikTok. My so we are X, I guess, is what they're calling it now.
Right.
Just add Charisse Davids. And then I'm Charisse for Congress on things like Instagram. And then on if you want to go to my website, you can just visit charisseforcongress.com.
Well, we have some kind of thing in Minnesota, is like a call to Act Blue. Is there anything like that?
Yeah, my Act Blue page is on the charisseforcongress.com.
Well, I want to just say big peeny geegy, and hopefully we can look forward to some reports down the road with from you, and also in Minnesota, get your book out there and get them to our people and to our allies.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, and definitely we'll look forward to talking to you again, and peeny geegy.
Peeny geegy to you. Back to you, Haley.
Wow, Robert. Really, really great interview. You know, I just love Charisse and everyone. If you again, that was Charisse Davids, and Charisse Davids, she is a U.S. representative out of the 3rd Congressional District, I believe, in Kansas. And she also she's a U.S. attorney and former MMA fighter, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's crazy. Really a sweet person. And just a second, I'm going to sneeze.
She is very sweet. Yes. So her book, too, that she has out, a children's picture book, is called Charisse's Big Voice, A Native Kid Becomes a Congresswoman. So keep an eye out for that book wherever you buy your books at.
Well, I want to also, and thanks for covering for me on that sneeze. I don't want to blow people's brains out when I'm, sneezing. And she wrote in my book, I got another book from her, and it said, Robert, your big voice is amazing. Native Roots Radio rocks. See how she used that, the big voice, her, And then Ho-Chunk means either the big voice or the sacred voice. I always like to say the sacred voice because I feel more sacred when I say that. But so a down-to-earth person. I met her before she became a congressperson, and she hasn't changed at all. And she's always open to discuss stuff. And, you know, we've reached out, and she's busy, and I think what we've kind of come to terms with is maybe just trying.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What I know about courage I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, "We worked together, we did a good job."
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 68. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Overcast. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, bringing you only the best coffee roasted to perfection. Hey, Kadagi, welcome back. Just before this break here, we were talking with Robert Pilots as he was at the Black River Falls Ho-Chunk Nation's Labor Day powwow this past weekend. We got to hear from Charisse Davids, and I know, Robert, you also got to talk with another really great Ho-Chunk author of ours. So let's go ahead and take a listen to that.
Hey, Peeny Geegee, Haley. I'm with another cool Ho-Chunk, and I want her to introduce herself. Ho-wa.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. My name is Rhea Thundercloud. I'm from Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, and San Diego Pueblo. I'm from the Ho-Chunk Nation. ThunderClan Wakanjahajapuwinga is my name, and I'm really excited to be here. I'm currently now at Black River Falls Powwow Labor Day weekend. I just finished up a book signing with four Ho-Chunk authors, Corey, Charisse Davids, Irene, and myself. I am approaching my one-year book anniversary. It came out last year, September 2022. So now I'm going to have my first book birthday. So it's really exciting, and it's been such a whirlwind and an awesome experience since my book hit the shelves. I've seen it in multiple states, multiple airports, kind of all over the country, and it's still surreal to see it in any kind of bookstore because I can't believe it's myself, but I also can't believe that there is Indigenous authors out there that are in the forefront of these bookstores now.
That's awesome. And can you tell us a little bit about the book and the graphic designer? It's a beautiful book. And I know in years past, and you still are, a dancer. And there's a picture of you on the cover, I believe.
Yeah, so my book is exactly about that. It's called Finding My Dance, and it's talking about my own experience with dancing and the evolution of dance, how I started off as a traditional dancer. I was brought into the powwow circle as a jingle dress dancer in Ann Arbor Powwow, Michigan, at the age of 4. And then I started corn dancing at the age of 5 in San Diego Pueblo, New Mexico. And so that's kind of what grounded me in my dance styles. And over time, I discovered contemporary dance and classical dance. So I started doing that. But the traditional dance was the foundation of what has taken me around the world and able to tour with all these dance companies. So that's what my book is about. And it really talks about how being a part of classical and contemporary dance is very Eurocentric. So being able to ground yourself and calling your spirit back and knowing your roots is really important to travel when it comes to going to these European countries and being in such a Eurocentric performing arts.
You know, we talk a lot about this, and I think all our listeners can maybe relate, but how dancing is so healing. And I just talk a little bit about that, because you're a young woman that's been doing it for so long, and you're advocating these good ways.
Yes, dancing is healing. Movement is healing. So even if you're unable to dance, moving your body, just staying in motion is medicine. And it really keeps our body healthy and grounded. And it takes us out of our minds, but into our bodies. And then we're able to feel more our spirit when we're in our bodies. And we're able, our bloodline is so strong, and we're able to tap into this visceral bloodline timeline. And we're able to feel things and share things. And I think that dancing is also storytelling. They're so interconnected. You can't have storytelling without dance and dance without storytelling, because they're both saying something, they're describing something, they're sharing something. So I feel like movement is storytelling as well, and we all got stories to share.
You know, I, before I forget, because you know I'm old, I'm a baby elder, let our audience know where and how they can either get to your Facebook page and buy this book, or where is this book available?
Yeah, so I have social medias, pretty much everyone, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, I have my book linked to all of those different social medias. So if you just go to them, I'll have it pinned at the top of my page, and including my Instagram, things like that. So otherwise, Google works. You can go to Amazon or Penguin Random House, which also sells in-house books like mine.
Again, the name of the book?
Finding My Dance by Rhea Thundercloud. illustrated by Kalila J. Fuller.
Thank you so much for stopping in again, and I want to really reach out again and talk to you real soon. You make us old baby elders really proud to be Ho-Chunk.
Thank you, Pinigigin. Such an honor to talk with you again.
Okay, back to you, Haley. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Rhea Thundercloud, everyone again. Rhea Thundercloud, Ho-Chunk author. Her book is titled Finding My Dance, so make sure you find that one in your local bookstore.
Yeah, she's inspiring, and it was great to see her and talk to her. Really a go-getter, really someone that's has really a lot of good medicine coming from her. Very positive, very nice person. You saw how she ended that conversation with, it was really nice to talk to you. Just beautiful things like that. Really a nice young person. And it was my pleasure to really, really talk to her. But it was fun going down to the powwow. There was a dance that that was pretty intense that happened during the powwow, and it's a dance off, and it was amazing. I'm going to try and find out the name of the dance, but you know how Ho-Chunk's dance, you know, kind of the what is it called, the washboard dance, and there was a contest, and my God, it was, you know, it wasn't 100 degrees, but it was close to 100 degrees, and they were all dancing off for prizes, and Haley, over half, there was probably 10 dancers that were there, and those dancers had danced roughly 28 songs in the heat and just kept going and going and going.
Right.
And it's like the last person standing kind of thing where, you know, and then when they started making mistakes after, you know, 20-some dances, they started, you know, tapping people out, and there was big prize money. But, oh, my God, that's one hard dance to do just for the three-minute song, let alone 28 songs that it kept on going and going and going. And it was in honor of Danielle DeLong's mother, who's has cancer. And it was really heavy duty, and people were I've never seen this before, but I think it's a thing that does happen quite often. So it was really interesting and really heartfelt that these people were these young, and it wasn't just young ladies. There were older ladies too that were doing this and really kicking butt. And I was sweating watching them. I can't imagine wearing all that regalia and
doing that's what I was just gonna say. And so, all the regalia and the heat and the continuous movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. I also saw something that I don't usually see at powwows too, but I don't know if this was just a TikTok thing, but it gave me a good laugh. There was an activity that they did in the middle of this powwow. It was called How Many Aunties Can You Fit in the Car or the Sedan? So all these aunties, I think they fit like 20 aunties in this little car, and they had to get all the doors to shut. And if they could do it, I guess they all won a prize or something. But
wow, that sounds like something from the 50s where they were trying to fit people in phone booths. But you wouldn't know what a phone booth is, Haley. That's way before your time.
I've seen them in pictures and old films. But
right,
yeah,
there you go. Exactly. That's so funny that to think that you really haven't used one. And I remember seeing one. I hadn't seen a paid phone in many years, and we were in New York, and I think we were in the subway or the train, and we picked one up and took a picture, and I know a relative saw that picture, and he goes, you know how many germs are on that phone? And I was just like,
real?
I never really thought of that.
Yeah, no, I remember back when we had dial-up internet even phones that were connected to the wall still. So I'm not that young, but I do remember that.
Well, what is it, the people in high school that have never seen this stuff? Because That's Wendy, it looks like she's going to chime in here. Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
I just got caught in the rain.
Oh, rain? Oh,
yeah, wow. It rained.
That's good.
Yeah.
We need rain. Wendy.
Hi, for like 5 minutes. Of course, I took the dog for a walk. It was 89 degrees.
Oh.
But the rain felt really nice.
Yeah, we were just talking about powwows. As you know, we were out at the powwow at Black River Falls, and we just had Charisse Davids on and Rhea Thundercloud, the author. And we're looking forward. Are you going to do a live piece, or are we going to
I recorded a piece earlier because I didn't think I was going to be on, but I could do either way.
And then we can use your recorded one later.
Sure.
Wow.
But I was going to talk about the same thing, though.
Oh, this is magical, kind of. Maybe you can do a fun fact Tuesday.
Sure.
Cool. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're here rolling with the punches here on Native Roots Radio, Haley and I, and now wonderful Wendy just appeared out of nowhere. That's a positive thing about having a home studio. You can have cats, wives, and special guests come in at any time. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Attention art enthusiasts, experience Laura Youngbird's Indie Wisigindum, My Heart Hurts, a solo exhibition by Laura Youngbird presented by All My Relations Arts this summer. All My Relations Arts aims to foster connections between contemporary American Indian artists, preceding generations, diverse audiences, and the vitality of the American Indian cultural corridor. Laura Youngbird is a talented artist from the Minnesota Chippewa Grand Portage Band that uses the dress as a metaphor to address social issues, injustices, and biases. Through mixed media combining drawing, painting, and prints, Laura explores the dress as a powerful symbol in her work, revealing layers of meaning. Her series examines mixed emotions and themes like common threads, loose ends, and vulnerability. And you can see Laura Youngbird's Inde Wisigindum, My Heart Hurts, all summer through September 9th at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis. Plan your visit and let the moving art speak to your heart. More information at allmyrelationsarts.org.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Your generations.
Oh. Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife live. And she works on animal issues in the state and federal level, and she's also been our animal and sacred relative correspondent for many years on Native Roots Radio. And I just want to say Pini Gigi for stopping in the studio, Wendy, and welcome.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Hey, my name is Hana Jihi Hani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on and animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. But I did, Robert, I recorded a segment for you, but you could use it another day.
Right on.
But so I figured since I'm here, we'll just do our fun facts. So it's I have a list here of fun facts that we've been working on. We started at number 300. We're working our way to number one. We might get pretty close today.
Yes.
We will see. Yes, I was out there. I just want to remind everybody, I'm so grateful, Robert, that tomorrow is finally going to be cool. I really can't take the heat. I can't take it anymore. When I was younger, these temperatures, 88, 90, 96, it did not bother me whatsoever. The hotter, the better. I just can't take it anymore. So I took Wanda out for a little walk, and it just started pouring.
Wow.
Like for 5 minutes.
Are
it just
kidding?
Poured. So I'm pretty wet. Wanda's wet. So we came in the house. That's why I'm here. So,
are you cold? All right.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not cold. It felt great. Cows have one large stomach that is divided into four compartments to go through the different stages of digestion.
Hey, before we get any further in the cows, Wendy,
yeah.
I want to give you a quick shout out, talk about your cards that were at the fair.
Hmm.
And we sold many, many of those cards, and you've gotten responses. You had your email because you had your picture of Wanda in the back. Let's talk about that real quick here, if you don't mind, before we get into the fun facts.
So I started painting acrylic on canvas.
Yes.
I paint a lot of different things. And I did a little series of four animals, a cow, a chicken, a pig, and a sheep. And the series is called Too Cute to Eat. And Robert took pictures of them, and we had somebody make 5x7 greeting cards from them, blank, mm-hmm. blank inside. And we sold them at the Minnesota State Fair.
Sold a lot of them.
And I got a really good response that people really liked them. And I put my email on the back of the cards. And I got my first email today from a woman who's interested in buying like larger prints. So
and
I'm really excited.
What's fun is somebody I know there's a bunch of stories that our daughters told us about at the store. And somebody bought all four and planned on framing them.
Yeah.
You know, because the series, you have them upstairs in your office as a series right next to each other. So I thought, hey, that's cool.
Yeah, they're 11 by 14 canvases. So I would like to get them, you know, done as prints. And if somebody wants to buy them, that'd be great. So,
want you to show the cards too here.
Oh, well, I do have the cards. You know, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm really very grateful that, you know, I got a good response. So I don't have a picture of the cards, but I could show you a picture of the whoever's watching on Facebook. I'll bring it up now. You could
take that picture of Wendy down, and then I'm gonna go.
So Robert, you'll just have to go one by one. So there's the pig.
Oh, there's the pig. Can you see the pig?
Yeah, so the pig,
I have to set it at an angle.
Yeah. So the pig, the chicken, the sheep, and the cow.
Oh, went the wrong way.
Yeah, they're really cute. In New York, I have a series of three sea creatures.
Here, look at...
I have a... There's the cow.
Yep. I accidentally checked out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people that are on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah, they're looking at it. Yeah. So I have a seahorse. I have a turtle and an octopus. And I do like beach scenes and...
But it was so apropos to have it at the fair.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the number one, I think.
What's that?
The
chicken. The chicken's my favorite.
Yeah.
So the chicken is my favorite.
Look at the eyes.
I try to capture and give all the animals that I paint soulful eyes. And I hope that I do that.
Yeah,
but
you do.
Yeah, it's been really,
awesome.
It's been really fun. And I just, started painting because I like to paint. It's relaxing and, you know, but
great job.
I'm going to keep
We'll let people know how to purchase those once we know how.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a process. And I didn't really want to, I don't paint. I'm not painting to like start a business or to make money. I paint because I love to paint. So, yeah.
And it shows.
I try to do all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah. Bravo, Wendy. And back to a Fun Facts
Thank
Friday.
Thank you.
And
I
Tuesday.
Really appreciate it. It really warmed my heart to get that email today. So I appreciate it. A group of owls is called a parliament. I would have never thought it would be called a parliament.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Ants never sleep. Also, they don't have lungs.
Well, that's funny. Haley was just talking about aunties being stuffed into a Volkswagen or something. So they never sleep, too. Yeah. That's crazy.
Animals generate 30 times more waste than humans, which is 1.4 billion tons every year.
Gee.
Well, right now in the world, there's 7.7 billion people living on the planet.
Mm.
Yeah, so we do a lot of waste. The flamingo can only eat when its head is upside down.
Why does that one strike me?
Male rabbits are called bucks, and females are called does.
Don't say it. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's the same. Isn't that a deer? Isn't a buck and a doe?
A deer, a female.
Even
deer.
A small yep. amount of alcohol placed on a scorpion will make it go crazy and sting itself to death.
Jeez, like alcohol, drinking alcohol or rubbing alcohol?
It just says even a small amount of alcohol. It doesn't say what kind. I guess if it's like a Captain Morgan or some Tito's vodka, I don't know. It is much easier for dogs to learn spoken commands if they are given in conjunction with hand signals or gestures.
Huh.
I'm going to start using hand commands and signals with Wanda because, Robert, we've had dogs in the past that they go deaf and then they don't know what we're saying. So if she knows hand, if she goes deaf, then maybe she'll understand what we're talking about.
She can ignore us that way, too.
To escape a grip of a crocodile's jaw, push your thumb into its eyeballs. Ooh. It will let you go instantly.
Does
yeah,
like
while you're
poked in the eye.
While you're in the grips of a crocodile's jaw, I'm sure that's what you're going to think about. Canis lupus lupus is the scientific name for a gray wolf.
Oh, say that again.
I'm probably not saying it right. Canis lupus lupus.
Probably not.
During World War II, Americans tried to train bats to drop bombs.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. I mean, a bat is not strong enough to carry a bomb.
Well, not one that comes out of a plane, but maybe a hand grenade or something.
Robert, you might know this one.
Ooh.
A house fly hums in the key of what?
B flat.
F.
Oh.
The turkey is one of the most famous birds in North America.
Yeah, it was going to be our national, the United States national symbol before the eagle.
Yeah, well, we have tofurkey for
Thanks taking.
A single elephant's tooth can weigh as much as 9 pounds. That's as big as Wanda, our dog.
Wow.
A single elephant tooth can weigh 9 pounds.
Wow.
Alligators generally live between 30 and 50 years.
No.
That's a pretty long time, right?
Yeah.
The scientific name of the red fox is Vulpes vulpes.
All right, Wendy. Hey, thanks for coming out of the rain and coming in
off.
Out of the rain and doing your sacred animal section
sure,
here
anytime.
As always. Hey, I want to thank Sharice Davids, Rhea Thundercloud, Wendy Pilot, and Haley Cherry for making this show possible today.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.